Well, before they become veterans, they are, of course, soldiers. And it's not always easy for civilians to get a feel for what it's like to be a soldier today. One man in upstate New York has a front row seat. He runs a tattoo parlor near Fort Drum. Meredith Turk from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports that the artist is seeing changes in the kinds of tattoos that soldiers are getting.
What's going on, man?
How's it going?
How you been?
Pretty good, yourself?
Not too bad.
Five and Dime Tattoo is tucked into a corner on a main street in West Carthage, New York, just a few minutes from Fort Drum, home of the Army's 10th Mountain Division. The shop has beautiful gold script on the windows and a classic vintage feel.
I'm really into, like, keeping things traditional and with the history of things, keeping it down to the basics.
That's Andrew Bouvier, the owner. He's soft-spoken with several facial piercings, a plaid shirt, and a few forearm tattoos of Japanese goldfish. Bouvier specializes in a particular tattoo style, American traditional.
American traditional style is a real graphic style of tattooing. It's got big, bold, broad lines. The designs are straightforward, semi-cartoony, but they get the point across without a lot of jazz in it. Bright colors, simple shading that lasts a lifetime. They're built to last. That's why they were the foundation of tattooing today. And they're the ones that everyone always goes back to.
The American traditional style of tattoo became really popular during World War II, but dates back as far as the Civil War, Bouvier says. And soldiers around Fort Drum, he adds, are particularly drawn to this style now because of the nostalgia it evokes.
It's like a pinup wrapped in American flag surrounded by roses. It's a reproduction of some design that was created in 1940, 1930, 1920, 1860 sometimes.
Just a few years ago, Bouvier says troops wanted a different type of tattoo. After 9/11, soldiers were coming and going from Iraq and Afghanistan, often in multiple deployments. Since 2002, more than 300 Fort Drum soldiers died in those wars. The survivors wanted dog tags and names of fallen friends. An entire unit would all get the same tattoo. Now troops are seeing less combat, and since 2011, casualty rates are way down. Bouvier says that might explain the change in the type of tattoos soldiers want.
It's nice that it's changed from when they came back. They would get you'd see a wave of them getting like their buddies that they lost over there, remembrance tattoos of the people that they lost and things like that. You don't see that as much anymore, which is nice. You're getting more happy-go-lucky kind of guys coming back and getting tattoos, and it's a good experience.
Why is that?
I think things are getting a little easier for them. They're not seeing as much of the crappy situations. They're still in it, but they're not in it as deep.
So you can see it through the tattoos.
Yeah, you can see it through the tattoos. You can see it through their personalities when they come back, too. Just they're more outgoing. They're not as introverted, you know, and that's part of that whole therapy thing. Like, you know, you kind of see personalities. When you're in a business where you deal with people all day, you kind of see a pattern in the way people act.
Bouvier is not a therapist, and he admits he doesn't push people to talk. But what he does know is that tattoos are all about people branding their story on their bodies. And for now, at least some of the soldiers who visit his tattoo parlor in upstate New York seem to be more interested in remembering home than remembering war. For Here and Now, I'm Meredith Turk.